Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Got a little secret I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny's Secret Show for Monday, January 23rd, 2023. Sarah, Vinny, Alex, Brinny, we're all here. Just hanging out on a Monday, doing our thing, talking about assholes.
Well, we hadn't talked about assholes yet, but I wanted to mention the story that brought out the text about assholes.
Okay.
It was the story about how the negging thing somehow gets girls to want to bone
like
you.
To like you more, right.
And the texter wrote
like
in,
me.
Nice guys finish last, Vinny. I don't necessarily believe that's true. I think there are certain types that will react positively to negging. Mm-hmm. But it seems to me like there's also plenty of people out there in the world who would go, fuck you, asshole.
Right.
Go fuck yourself, because I'm not doing it. I mean, that is the right response, right?
Yes.
It should be, yeah. I had a friend that was a total asshole to his girlfriends. And we're not friends anymore, but he was the biggest jerk. The huge jerk. Like, he once pantsed his girlfriend in front of all of his friends. It's like, what the fuck would you do? Why would you even do that? That's so... But he was a dick. And got hot girls all the time.
Oh.
And just put them down, too. I was fucking amazed. I was like, this is ridiculous. Psychology wars. He was always reading, like...
He's a gaslighter.
The Art of War and shit like that. He was such a fucking crazy fuck. Anyway.
Wow.
Yeah, so on that note of girls liking assholes, we got a text from 415 that says, it's not just girls. Alex likes assholes, too.
That's true. Is that what
well,
the...
That's what
in
the text
that,
said.
In that same way, I would say that I do as well. I mean, I'm interested. I'm down. I like that. Leave all the stuff in, for
yeah,
sure.
Who doesn't want a stinky hole? Right. Woo.
Yeah, I do.
I want one. Yeah.
I want one. Yeah. I do like... I'm kind of like that, too, you know, usually with women. Like, no, not... I mean, that, too. But, you know, I like my women... to be kind of dickish, you know, a little bit.
Oh, feisty.
Oh, to right. you.
Yeah, I definitely have some kind of weird stuff. I probably should go to therapy for, you know, but what's up?
Do you ever have her, like, hit you or anything? Like,
no, not like that. I just, there's something about, like, a chick.
Shut up, Alex.
No,
or does she do stuff like sweatpants again? Okay. And you're like, oh, man.
I've got a boner for you right now.
It's just like when they're not, like... I don't know, when they're not that interested, but they are, I don't know.
I have the same thing. I think that, but I don't let someone treat me in... there's there's a way to be, how do you put this, flirty and also maybe a little negative, maybe a little negging, I guess is the word. But I wouldn't, there's a line though.
Yeah.
Like, okay, you don't like me and I'm not going to, no.
Right.
Okay.
Was it Jim Norton, who's been on The Secret Show many times, he was saying, he's like, yeah, I like it when she says, you got the smallest fucking dick I've ever seen in my life. he suck in bed. You're terrible.
Yeah,
suck.
He was, I think about him all the time and the different things, and I can't quote them because it's been now, I don't know how many years since we had him on, 10 years or whatever, but he was also talking about the kinds of things that should bother him that he thought was hot. Like seeing the texts she'd written to another guy, like sexting, but not about him. But he was like, yeah, she was cheating on me, but it was super hot, like to see what she was up to behind my back. And I just, how does that get you turned on?
He's a very, very, I don't want to say broken, odd. He likes things most people wouldn't be into, like drinking people's pee. I mean, if anything, like when you pee on someone, it's like spitting on someone. To me, I don't want you to pee on me. That feels disrespectful. But for him, he's like, what would I want you to respect me for? I'm your sex dog.
Right. Well, I recently read I think the guy's a rapper. I don't know the modern artist, so I'm not sure, but he was talking about in a story that he likes to drink a lady's pee, and I thought of Jim Norton first of all, and then I was just like, I got to hear his reason why. His story was that, and it kind of smacks true of the same thing I'd say about buttholes, really, is if you really are into someone, there's nothing dirty about them. And I don't want to drink anybody's pee, but I do think that you find yourself being accepting of pretty much their whole thing.
All of the things that their body produces.
I wouldn't want to drink pee, but I definitely am.
Well, there's worse things than pee. I mean, really. Is blood worse than pee?
I don't believe anyone even does that.
I believe it.
You do?
Yeah.
What are you making noise
Gates?
For? Oh, wait, are you saying blood period?
No.
Oh, okay.
I suppose that, too. I don't know, I guess. I was just thinking, like, you know, there's people who are fucking drinking each other's blood.
And yeah, and, like, I don't know that. I think that that's like...
Look it up on the internet. That happens. It's bloodlust people.
Yeah,
sure.
My friend ate this girl out when she was on her period, which is fucking crazy.
Well, but you might not
know.
Call
him Ragu forever.
Call him Ragu? That's
what?
Just wrong. Oh.
Called him Ragu. He was our buddy. He was like, dude, what the fuck did you... You know, it was our first time hooking up.
I have done that. I don't think that's any... I did... Look, I've told this story many times. One time, I don't want to say her name, but you guys knew... Well, Sarah knew her. But this was a girl I was going out with, and I pulled her onto my face in a 69, and she had a tampon in. Her string was like... hitting me in the face, like laying on my face I was like, you know,
yeah, you don't have to stick your tongue into the vagina. That's really not what you're down there for.
I mean, I do that too, but
well,
I didn't
sure,
in that
right.
scenario because, you know, there was a tampon string in my
it
eye.
It would have dried your tongue out. So but, absorbent.
I mean, yeah, yes, that happens.
The tampon soaks all that up, though. That makes more sense.
Yeah. I mean, if you yanked out the tampon and were just like,
I didn't
the
do
flow
that.
Go, you
no,
know.
No, I didn't do that.
Let it flow.
I heard a story one time.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real. Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
And I'm sure I've told you guys this over the years, and obviously I didn't bring it up to Steve Perry when he was in here, but I have a girlfriend who knew a girl, you know, like that one of those. It's like one of those maybe urban myths where Steve Perry went down on this chick and she was on the rag and he took her phone and pulled it out of his teeth and then like locked it back and forth and tossed it to the side and went back in.
That's, I think when you are super into someone, that stuff seems a lot less gross. And it might, yeah, in retrospect, seem disgusting, but in the moment seems like,
I got to get this thing out of my way. Let's do this.
It makes perfect. Yeah, I mean, that's it. You swipe, you know, the fine china off the dinner table onto the floor because you've got to bone this chick. Later, you're all, oh no, grandma's china. Well, sorry.
What do you do with grandma's china?
I don't know. I'm just saying there's a lot of things you'll do in the moment that later, sure, don't make a lot of sense.
You got it.
I that mean, even true. People who are cheating who love their wife are like looking back going, what the fuck was I thinking?
Right.
Ah, and then they find themselves divorced going, fuck, I fucked up the one thing I had that was worth anything.
Yeah.
Great.
Mm. Yep.
You know?
Oh, it's sad.
Well, that's what penises do to people. Sex in general.
Yep.
Yep.
It's true. It's not just penises, right? It is. It's sex in general. Like, obviously, there's plenty of women who cheat, too. So, and, you know, I think that it feels like to me, like, I've had dreams where I'm cheating on John, and then in the dream, John finds out. And then I'm like horrified and I can't believe I did it. And I'm like, I blew the, you know, the one good thing I had going in my life. Like it's, I really do think that people have like these convenient, like amnesia of convenience. Like they forget what they're risking.
In the moment. Yes. I think that that happens in the moment. You absolutely can completely justify it in your head. This is people who steal from their workplace. They're like, well, I'm underpaid, blah, 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 blah. And then when they right. they're caught, they're like, oh, my God, I'm fired. So now I've lost my income entirely. And that dumb story you told, line you told yourself that was never true in the first place, how you justified doing it. Well, that's, right. I think you justify, well, I wouldn't have to do this if someone else took care. You know, it's like, come on, man.
Right. You got to take care of yourself. And you do that by not stealing crap from work and finding a job. I mean, look, if you really hate your job, look for another job.
Right.
You've got a lunch break every day. You know, make a couple calls. Figure it out.
I don't want to work. It's too hard.
Yeah, there's that too.
Yeah.
Well, where's my knight in shining armor? Well, I'm going to go to get on sugardaddies.com. Isn't that a real thing? That's like a real thing where people, girls are just looking for some dude to take care of them.
Yeah, I told you that story about my doctor friend. Not Deepak, but my other doctor friend.
What's his name?
I don't want to say,
Doctor
but he's a doctor in Vegas, and he was with a girl who someone had introduced him to, and they kind of hit it off, but there was a point when she said to him, listen, I'm just going to come right out with it. I need to tell you, I am someone who does this. I'd like to do it with you, but I'm not going to be in a relationship with you unless you pay my way. And she showed him she's like a person who's she advertised on Sugar Daddy or some site in Vegas.
But they had met elsewhere, right?
Yeah, they were introduced to each other by a friend, and he thought she liked him. But
it's quite possible that she did like him, but she just needed her bills paid.
Yep. And he, as far as I know, took a pass, but, you know... I don't know if it's staring at you in the face. Wait, $1,000, but you're going to do all the stuff to me and
every time I want you to.
If I have that in the bank, maybe I'll do that for once, for a month,
right?
And then break our commitment or whatever.
Do you have to sign some kind of contract?
Like, I don't know how that
continued
works.
Support or yeah, that's funny.
Seems very jaded.
Although I suppose why can't you know? It's like. Prostitution or you know sex work in general, it's transactional. I get what I want, you get what you want. There's nothing really wrong with it in
no.
my humble opinion. I mean obviously
no.
people who are doing it not of their own accord and or in desperate times resorting to that, but if someone chooses to do that, it's I don't know, like if it was legalized.
Well, it's not a relationship. Not in the way
it's
I would define it, but okay.
This, right, not a traditional one, that's for sure. It's a relationship, but it's about something else.
Business.
About everyone's needs getting met. And what's wrong with that in a relationship? All right, so this is heavy. And
oh, is this a bad advice?
It is a bad advice, but it's really someone looking to hear shared experiences.
Okay.
And get your... take on this. They're going through what is it's a heartbreaking time, and it's also something that is not talked about a lot, and when it is talked about, it's often minimized because it happens and people grieve differently. So I will read you the note and then you can do with it what you will.
Okay.
Don't say my name. Before I ask my question, I want to tell you how much I appreciate you. I've been a Sarah and Vinny listener since the beginning. I listened in 97 on the way to fifth grade in the car, and I've been listening faithfully ever since. Thank you. My God. That's amazing.
Very much.
I listen to the Full Show podcast and The Secret Show religiously. I truly feel like you're my friends, and you've been with me through it all. I'm always several days behind, so I'm just now catching up on Secret Shows, and I listened to the one from December 6th, where both Bryn and Vinny mentioned that their families have experienced multiple miscarriages. I know you both have mentioned them before, but I'm wondering if you're willing to share more about your experiences. My husband, 39, and I, 35, have just experienced our third consecutive miscarriage. We had one at 11 weeks in August. She says you're a chemical pregnancy in October. I don't know what that is. And another in December at about 8 weeks. What's the name for a fallopian? Maybe she meant ectopic or something. I don't know, whatever. A chemical pregnancy. And another one in December at about 8 weeks. We are devastated and looking for... So they're not having a
Here
problem
it is.
Getting
Let
pregnant.
Me pause real quick.
Sure.
What is a chemical pregnancy? A chemical pregnancy is a very early miscarriage that happens within the first 5 weeks of pregnancy. An embryo forms and may even embed in your uterus lining, but then it stops developing. Chemical pregnancies occur so early that so many people who miscarry don't even realize it.
A chemical pregnancy. I don't know why they call it that.
Yeah, right. It doesn't see the two things don't add up, but okay.
Okay, going on. We're devastated and looking for answers and solutions so we can finally have a baby. Hearing stories about other people who've gone through this and then gone on to have successful pregnancies is really helpful. I know this is a deeply personal and sensitive topic, and I'm so sorry for your losses. The pain of losing a baby, no matter how early, is something you really don't understand until you've gone through it. No pressure to talk or share more than you're comfortable with, but I thought I would ask. Love you all more than you could possibly know. Thank you. So, looking for words of encouragement, it sounds like, and shared experience.
Well, do you want me to start, Bryn?
Sure.
Okay, so here's what I would say. Yes, it happened to us a few times. We were older parents, so it's one of those things that you worry about in terms of getting pregnant in the first place. Mm-hmm. Is there's possibility for, what do they call it? A geriatric pregnancy can be difficult.
Mm-hmm.
So first of all, this is something that I think is much more. I'm trying not to generalize. Let me say it this way. I believe it was much more painful for my wife than for me. That's my belief. I also believe that if you are someone that wants to get pregnant, this comes with that. And there are so many risks that come with getting pregnant and what your child may grow up to be. There's so many possible problems that can go wrong with a person's health, a baby's health, a person's health, that it's just the beginning of the worry and fret and pain you're going to feel. Yeah. And I don't say that to talk you out of having kids, but I do say that because I want to explain that I think it comes with the territory. I think you have to accept that that can happen. And if you start to look at it more like that, it might help you some. I understand you got attached to it. I understand it's harder for a lady because that baby is already in her. And this goes for anything that you're thinking about doing or hoping will happen. You can already be wearing those pants or living in that town or raising this child before that child ever takes one breath.
Right.
So I get that. The disappointment is painful. But I really believe this comes with the territory and that you just have to, if you want to have a family, keep trying until you decide the pain's too much. And that I can see happening. I can see if this continues to happen. There might be a point where you say, I can't do it anymore. I can't take it. And that's probably the appropriate response. I do think there are people who will... I've heard many people, I should say, who are like, I'm fucking having a kid and I'm going to keep going no matter what. And I think mm-hmm. there are other partners in that mix that are like, I want to stop. Like,
this
really?
This is crushing us.
Yeah. And I do think that, you know, there are people who feel like their body's betraying them and they won't accept that.
Yep.
And so I can see all the different possibilities. In my situation, obviously, I felt...
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful, too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real. Hey, parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I felt bad, but I have to admit I wasn't emotionally attached to that child in any way, shape, or form. I just wasn't. Mm-hmm. And I understand that this comes with the territory, and so I feel like it was much worse for my wife, and yet she wanted to try again, and we did, and we have a wonderful kid. Edie's awesome. She's awesome. So right. We're stoked, and I'm glad we, you know, continued to try, but we had two miscarriages before she came.
Between the two kids?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We had three. So the first one was it was sad.
Are these all after Cameron?
This is after Cameron, okay. Yeah. And the second one, which she was further along, and so I remember her just coming home from the hospital and just crying because, you know, in your head you're already thinking about whether it's a girl or a boy and, you know, what you're going to do and kind of setting up.
Yeah.
And
that's what I'm saying.
Like, yeah, you get your mindset. And like this mm-hmm. person says, you don't understand that hurt until you actually experience it and go through it. And I didn't realize how much it would hurt me either. The third one was fucked. Like,
were you guys far along? Because I should have added that we weren't that far along.
Yeah.
None of these were after three. These weren't after 3 months. These were fairly early in the. Yeah. The process.
So the first and second one were both fairly early. I think the first one was really early. The second one was like probably 5 weeks. And then the third one was, we were ready to announce. We were ready to fucking have a party.
So you were 3 months. Okay.
We're approaching 3 months. We had a party planned. And the baby was like, it came out of her.
Mm.
At home. So then I'm here holding this little fetus with a penis so I can see it's a boy. That fucking broke me. I was like, oh shit, I didn't know how to act. I couldn't talk about it. I remember I told you guys about this. Anita had to spend 4 days in the hospital, so I was at home taking care of Cameron, and Anita was at the hospital by herself. It was during COVID time. So she couldn't have visitors. I mean, it was, you could hear it in my voice, like, it's heartbreaking. And still, though, I still have a bunch of friends that are going through the same thing because we're all the same age. One of my buddies just finally, after years of trying, is successful through IVF. He's in debt about 40 grand. He's telling me all about his finances and how he took a big loan out to get the kid. But, yeah, I couldn't agree more with Vinny. It comes with the territory. And, like, it's part of life, right? Like,
it's not something you can get used to, though. You either have the stomach to go back and do it again, or you don't. You know, and that's your own personal limits, I think.
I agree 100%. You do not get used to it. But I do also think that it is something that comes, like, you are in, your head is in the clouds or in a hole if you think that everything's just going to happen perfectly smooth. Gleaming gold, like I honestly it this is, and it's weird even just when you have the baby and you go through the birthing process, you do go, this is fucking gnarly. This happens every day all around the world, and we just treat it like normal stuff, but it's a big thing, really big. So I do think it seems normal, and we aren't always privy to the, everybody doesn't always share this stuff. This is stuff that often families keep privately, so you only see their success story and their kid. Look, my kid, he's first string on the freshman football team. Yay, Todd! Meanwhile, you don't know if they had seven miscarriages or whatever. Like, these things happen, and they're part of nature.
Yes, but just because you've had some miscarriages doesn't mean that you're not going to get pregnant and carry a baby to term. It just doesn't mean that. So don't lose hope.
One of the big stories that I think Sarah will confirm, whether it's you've read it or you've heard about it, but often people will do IVF, have failures, and then as soon as they stop, they get pregnant.
Yep.
And they're And you just go, well, your body's been working its way up to this, and it got it done this time.
Yep.
I do find it amazing that some of my friends are still going through it, how vocal they are about it. You know, every time they go to their session for IVF, they're counting their eggs. And, oh, I had 7 eggs last time. And of them, none of them were, I guess,
viable,
right? Yeah. So it's crazy how, but they keep on trying and they're very vocal about it.
You know, it's good that we're talking about this stuff, because I think that people feel less alone when it happens to them. You know, if you never heard anyone talking about it or sharing their experience, you might think, I'm the only person.
The funny thing about that couple is that the girl who's very vocal about it, her husband is like my childhood friend. And up until that date where that girl was talking to Anita about it, I had no idea. The whole time he's been telling me.
Oh, he never said a word.
Yeah, he's been telling me, nah, it's just kids aren't for me. But he's fucking going to get his sperm tested. They're trying. But he would never talk about it. But his wife did. And I was like, dude, you never fucking told. He's like, I can't talk about that. And I'm like, okay. You know, everybody's different.
Everybody's different. Yeah, I think that is, well, you just said it. Some of the stuff that comes out of this can be so painful. And if he doesn't succeed, he probably feels like it'd be better that he doesn't have to explain. Look, there's no question that if you tell me, you know, we're trying to have a baby, the next time I see you, I'm going to be like, hey, how's it going? I don't mean to be rubbing salt in your wounds. I'm assuming that you have a baby announcement to make.
Well, it's not going well.
Right.
Let me detail everything.
Right.
Yeah, it's I loved your letter, and I'm actually, Bren, I feel kind of bad because you definitely seemed emotional, but I think that what you had to say has to be helpful to this person.
It's real life, you know.
Yeah.
It's worth it, though, in my opinion. No question. If you are able to, and you get to that point, and if this is something you want, I mean, I get it. There are people who have kids, and they're like, I didn't want kids, and I still don't want them. I get that. But if that's something you want, Sarah, stupid. You love those kids.
I mean, I love them. I didn't want them, though.
Yeah, I know the feeling.
Did it for John.
But anyway, I mean...
No joke.
I do think that you will have success, and you will be the best parent of all time.
Right.
From having gone through this, you will absolutely cherish that child, and that's great.
Well, good luck to you. I hope the next time you write that it's better news. And thanks for 25 plus years of listening. It doesn't escape us. Love you right back.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Have a great day. Send your emails along to Bryn, BRYN, at radioalice.com. And we'll see you tomorrow. Same time, same place.
Yeah.
Do the thing.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay.
Go Niners.
Go Niners. The end.